Hello, I'm Rashi, and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Washington will consider waivers for Iranian oil buyers such as India, but they must eventually halt imports as sanctions are imposed on Tehran, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Thursday. Pompeo, who is in Delhi with U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis for talks with their Indian counterparts, told reporters some buyers of Iranian oil would take a little bit of time to unwind their trade with Iran. Ride-hailing app Uber, which is considering India among five global locations for its futuristic aerial taxi service, said it is in talks with regulators in the country to gauge the modalities and constraints of offering such a service. Last week, the SoftBank-backed Uber had said it is considering India along with countries like Japan and France to be a part of Uber Elevate, its aerial taxi service that could be launched in the next 5 years. The government has decided to keep electric vehicles and automobiles running on alternative fuels out of the ambit of permit requirements in order to boost public interest in them. Vehicles using electricity or ethanol, biodiesel, CNG, methanol and biofuel need not apply for permits, said Union Road Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari. Demand for eco-friendly vehicles can be created by mandating cab aggregators like Ola and Uber to induct a certain percentage of such vehicles in their fleet. HDFC Bank Limited, India's largest private bank by market value, remained the country's most valuable brand for the fifth straight year in a list of 75 companies compiled by advertising and marketing firm WPP and global research agency Kantar Millward Brown. Life Insurance Corporation of India and Tata Consultancy Services Limited made a debut among the top 10 on the brand's list at number 2 and number 3 respectively. Reliance Jio Infocom Limited, the country's newest telecom operator, entered the list at number 10. India and the United States signed a breakthrough accord on secure military communications yesterday, possibly opening the way for sales of sensitive U.S. military equipment to India. The pact was signed after U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Indian Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj and Defense Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for talks aimed at deepening security ties. Failing to find resolutions for stressed power sector companies, lenders have decided to refer 11 companies, including Prayagraj Power Generation, GMR Chhattisgarh Energy and Jayaprakash Power Venture to the National Company Law Tribunal, banking sources said. After crossing the August 27th deadline, banks have 15 days' time to refer all stressed accounts to NCLT. There are 34 stressed power accounts with a combined value of Rs. 1.74 trillion. The Interpol has issued a red corner notice against one of the close aides of Nirav Modi, Mihir Bhansali, in connection with the Punjab National Bank scam. Mihir, who was the CEO of Modi's Firestar International, is wanted by the Enforcement Directorate as part of its probe in the biggest bank scam. Interestingly, it was Mihir Bhansali, director of Firestar Diamond, who filed an appeal before the US court for bankruptcy in February, just days after the PNB scam was detected. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in on Monday for more news.